Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
47 on your youth day Wednesday, you know, age is just a number. She reminded me about that. So she's young at heart and she's on the line. Zanti Swanepoel, more Zanti.
More Brad. Janie wat, our hearts are full of the youth and the glory of the Lord. Ons celebrate saam vandag.
And if we were in the Old Testament, then you and I would still be adolescents. I mean, because people were living to be 600 years old and more. So we would very much still be youth.
Absolutely. And I believe with my whole heart that, and research is there, that we can today live 120 years. So I'm not even halfway yet.
Yeah,
You see?
There we go. Enough about all of that. We've got very intense and serious conversations to have this morning.
Absolutely. Wow. And this morning, Brad, and all our listeners, I really want to share something that I think and I hope and I pray that it will speak into your spirit and that it vir jou hoop sal bring vir oggend, that it vir jou verligting sal bring. Ek wil praat oor a focus of a paradigm shift dat ons in ons koppe gaan moet maak. Because I feel that when we don't believe the truth, we are not free.
Yeah.
And if we don't hang on to that truth, we are also not free. And the truth of this life and everything that we are busy with is that we are stewards. Mm. En ek denk as ons regtig vir oggend net weer, ek voel het net so sterk op my hart en vir myself, want ek moet myself heeltyd check. Am I the provider in my story or am I the steward? In die woord van die Here sê in 1 Korintiërs 4 vers 2, moreover, it is required of stewards that they may be found trustworthy.
Yeah.
Wat vir my meer en meer is, ek is die steward. Because we stress all the time about especially our finances.
Yeah.
But we don't realize that we are not the source. We are only the steward. And when we realize that, it takes that load off because then he becomes the source. God becomes the provider.
Mm.
He blesses the works of our hands. He gives us what we need.
Mm.
But if our focus, Brad, is ons altijd focus om die provider te wees, dan vergeet ons om 'n steward te wees.
Mm.
And the truth is that when we steward with responsibility and wanneer ons met wisdom steward, then God gives us more.
Yeah.
Maar ons probeer self meer voorsien, want ons het maar soms 'n paar trust issues. So vandag sê jy stewardship, as jy in die woordeboek gaan kyk, it's a job of supervision or taking care of something. It is not creating it or making it. It is taking care of it. A biblical view says utilizing and managing all resources God provides for the glory of God and the betterment of his creation and kingdom.
Mm.
Alles wat jy het, moet jy steward. En hoe beter jy dit doen, hoe meer careful jy dit doen, hoe meer met a giving heart jy dit doen, hoe meer bless hy die werk van jou hande. Maar het gaan 'n paradigm shift in jou kop maak van ek moet beter werk met wat ek het, dan gaan God my meer gee. En ook dat ek meer en meer maak, en dan naar die steward, aan het provider.
Mm.
En we hebben nog goed te doen. Ek wil volgende vandag afsluit met a story wat die begin van my so mooi is. En wat ek jou bless,
Zanti, sorry, before you continue, we're struggling to hear you. I wonder if there's another place you can maybe move to where there's a better signal. We're just losing you a little bit.
I can try to do that. I'm a bit loud.
Let's hear.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. It's very echoey. Let's see how we go.
Okay. Going to try. If I'm saying
there we go. Much
better?
Much better. Thank you, Zanti.
Much
sorry
better.
About that.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. So what should we steward? We have a few things to steward in God's word. Firstly, our bodies, our environment, our talents, our time, our money, and our possessions.
Mm.
None of that we create. None of that we provide. But we have to steward it. Now, the story I'm going to end off with, and I pray that God will give us clear audio in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And that it will bless you out of your socks, is in, it's a story from 1941.
Wow.
And when World War II came to Leningrad, now called St. Petersburg, the Vavilov Institute had accumulated seeds from 187,000 varieties of plants,
wow,
of which about 40,000 were food crops. It was the biggest seed bank in the world. In the fall of 1941, the Nazi forces tried to take Leningrad and they were held off by the Red Army. Leningrad became cut off from the outside world for 880 days. The institute was cold, damp, and dark, and the temperatures were minus 40. To make a long story short this morning, these scientists looked after these 187,000 seeds. They were stewarding,
yes,
so that us today in 2021 can have food crops. This place was cut off for 880 days and tens of thousands of people died from hunger. These scientists were sitting between tons of rice crops, potatoes, etc., but they all died in the institute, not eating or losing one seed, so that it could be preserved for us today. Nine scientists gave their life so that we can eat what we are eating today. All of that would have gone lost.
Mm.
Today, the rice crops in America is because of those seeds that were held in that seed bank. They understood stewardship. They gave their lives to steward something so that we can have the benefit of that today. Me and you are not called to provide for our lives, but we are called to steward what we have so that we leave a legacy and we leave something for our children and the children's children. May your paradigm shift today. Take the load off your shoulders that you are not in control of providing finances for yourself. God will bless the work of your hands. But how is your stewardship looking?
Wow.
Because if that is in place, God can trust you with more. Because he gives more to the stewards he finds trustworthy. May that bless you this morning. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.